Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH on the AM dial. Guys, thanks for listening today here on the Saturday afternoon. I know you're probably doing a lot of different things while you're listening, which is good. I'm glad. And this is a good, I love this. When we're going to talk about the actual origins and histories of tile, you know, Craig, when I talked to him before the show to prep, he said, you know, I'm kind of a tile nerd. And, you know, we listened to the first segment. By the way, if you missed it, you can go to mynorthwest.com, look up Home Matters, and Craig and I will be on there on the podcast section there in perpetuity. But I wanted to ask you, Craig, about kind of the origins of the tile, because I never researched this, and you were telling me a little bit about it. It was kind of fascinating. So could you talk, like, where did tile actually originate? Where did it come from?
If we were to draw a line, it does all start in China.
Okay.
And I have so far made it as far back as the 10th century, okay, where tile was coming up from Morocco.
Is that where it started, was in Morocco, in that area?
It would have traversed across the world from China, Korea, Turkey,
okay,
and then into mostly went south through, okay, northern Africa to Morocco.
So what was it about the Chinese? Why did they invent tile?
It was a matter of, and I'm not sure how, but it's an emperor that, okay, found that by heating both glass and mud, that they were able to create a really vitreous surface. And
interesting.
So it's indelible.
Did they have in that dynasty, did they have a specific project they were trying to work on?
They were working with salt. And it was, the idea was trying to move water through pipes.
And that's why they needed the tile, because it was going to be like a pipe.
Correct. It was, yep, settled
Very
on
cool.
a ceramic,
okay,
a high-fired ceramic.
And where were they moving salt around? What was the deal on that?
Oh, it was just, salt was everything at that point.
Okay.
Really.
It was kind of their currency.
That was currency, correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a little bit of history knowledge, but that's really cool. So it was kind of out of a need for movement of the currency, really created the pipes that were the ceramic tile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they went to Morocco or Korea, and then it went to Morocco?
Yes, it went to Morocco, and then it started up into the Iberian Peninsula, okay, up through Spain and Portugal. Okay.
How did Morocco get their, you know, the Moroccan tile? How did they get their style? What's the history on that?
It is just all a uniform color, and what they're doing is they're breaking it, chipping and breaking it into square and geometrical patterns, because, of course,
so they actually did the color first, and then they cut it to create,
yeah,
the geometric. That's interesting.
And the tiles are made, they're creating all these mosaics out of tile that is only about 4.5 inches wide.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. What were they doing for color? Were they using plant dyes or back then, or how did they do the coloring?
The colors would have started with minerals, just to
minerals.
Begin with.
Okay.
So you had iron,
earthy
and cobalt,
tones.
And
yeah,
copper.
Okay.
And, yeah. Now the colors have. They've been able to expand on the colors since, but they're all a combination of those very minerals.
Okay. Can you still, because we're going to talk about that too, but can you still get, because I guess you said you went to the tile show and we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Moroccan tiles, can you get the earthy color tile still?
That? Yes. If you, in fact, just simply ordering a clear glaze over their clay body,
okay,
you're going to end up with a really kind of almost a muddy, light terracotta,
okay,
color.
Are they still coming out of Morocco?
They are.
Okay.
They are. And what is really cool is that if you're going back to a palace or something in Morocco, Marrakesh,
yeah. Yeah.
Fez, they're going to use the same tile that they would have back in the 10th century.
Wow.
So they're able to go through and replace old tile,
yeah,
with the original recipes,
the original,
whereas,
yeah,
opposed to European tile, they're not able to do that.
Yeah.
The Europeans have had to cut lead out of their glazes, for example.
Okay.
And that took away a lot of the depth that
the
you would see.
The depth and richness,
Even a 19th century tile.
Yeah. So what? So have you been back to some of these palaces? Have you seen these
I
tiles?
I have.
Okay.
And what I found was, especially in Spain, if you want to see the best tile installations, go to palaces.
Or churches or anything like that.
Well,
yeah.
There's some churches. If you really want to see the cool churches, go to Portugal.
Yeah.
and Lisbon specifically has some really fabulous churches.
Okay. So one question more I have on the Moroccan tile. Mm. When I think of Moroccan tile, I don't think of earthy tones. I think of the colorful designs they use. So when did they transition from these earthy tones into the more of the colorful styles, the blues and the reds? And
they were able to transition pretty quickly. So, for example, iron is what you would fire to get the reds.
Okay.
And now simply mixing some of the colors, you can get a blend of to create different colors. But so they've always had some brilliance. But remember, the Arabs aren't allowed to show even human or animal figures in their tile. So it's always geometric shapes.
Okay.
And so they are sticking with the same methods these days, creating only geometric patterns.
Okay. Is that a religious thing? A religious belief? Is that why they don't allow
it? There's a religious reason why they do that.
Okay. Got it. Do you know what the reason is?
It's a matter of just not being able to, really, some of the most beautiful work you're going to see is calligraphy.
Okay.
The Moorish designs. They're not allowed to show animals and or humans.
Okay.
And certainly can't depict what God might look like.
Yeah, exactly.
But you would find where there was a beautiful time in history where the Moors and the Christians and the Jews all got along.
Yeah.
And they were...
It was a brief period in our history.
It was. there were examples where the Christians certainly had some influence. You could see that.
So you're saying, after Morocco, went up the Isthmian Peninsula, and then it went over to Spain?
Correct.
Okay, and then from Spain, where did it
head to? It kept kind of creeping up north. Into Europe, and it's all following the Moors.
Towards Ireland, Scotland, up in the north part there?
Get that far up.
Okay.
But really what I found, the biggest concentration was in Spain and in Portugal.
Portugal, yeah.
And still really south of Madrid.
Okay, okay. And you were over there and kind of tracked all this history.
I gone fishing on my door in the beginning of January, and I took off for 7 weeks to continue this
last
trip.
January?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so this is a real recent history of discovery. That's very cool. Awesome. So then, now moving forward to today, was most of the tile we see in America, is it a European influence, or is it still going back to these other influences?
I'm
going to
go with more of a European influence.
Okay. And why is that?
I think it's, I would say the Italians are the ones that caught on to the ceramics.
Yeah.
And
the color
For example, when I was talking about the Renaissance period back in the 1990s, the Italians weren't even into it yet.
Really?
And then toward the end of the 90s, I'm going to give them, they stepped in and suddenly the industry just blossomed.
They took over.
It was so beautiful, the stuff they do. And in fact, what I'm seeing these days, I have a really very good eye. The Italians have been able to fool me on what natural stone looks like.
Really?
And they do it in porcelain.
Really?
Oh, it's
how do they pull that off?
It's a combination of photography and
so they're doing a photo etch layer. It's
a combination. So they use a photo, but then they're almost in some cases might even silk screen.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of a silk screen overlay, is what you're saying.
It's not a through body porcelain, which would be traditional.
Yeah, it's more of a layer on the top, a really thin layer.
Yes.
Yeah, like they do some of the woods too. They have that photo etch type.
Right,
process,
but it's durable. It's outdoor, and I can get any stone you want.
That's cool. Well, thank you for the history. I really, it was fascinating. Once again, you really are a tile nerd. So that's a good thing.
I am a nerd.
guys, check these guys out. Craig and his staff, they really know what they're doing. You can go to norberry.com, or if you want to give them a call at 206-343-9916. In the next segment, not only has he traveled around the world here the last few months, but Craig recently came back from covering 2024 in Atlanta, and we're going to get into that section, all the stuff he saw and some of the trends that are happening now that you can take advantage of here in the Puget Sound area. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH. on the AM dial.